Last week's high-profile media raids were followed by this low-key announcement by the federal police that they'd dropped the separate investigation into the release of highly classified ASIO advice during the asylum seeker Medivac debate. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese all but named Peter Dutton as the person behind that leak.
Well, I'll give people the big hint. Who's gone to ground in the last few days and won't give any interviews? Whose office won't respond to the very reasonable questions of what did Peter Dutton or his office know about that leak?
That's opposition leader Anthony Albanese speaking in Perth yesterday. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Well, Michelle, Peter Dutton denies he was the leaker in that case, and he says, and I'm quoting, Anthony Albanese is sounding shrill and like a man who's inherited a basket case. He should be held account for these baseless claims. Let's put aside who did leak this advice. We don't know. Is Labor within its right to pursue this matter? I mean, the federal police have pursued the media over leaks that the government was unhappy about, but abandoned an investigation into a leak that did help the government at the height of the debate over the asylum seeker transfers.
The whole media freedom issue has obviously become quite huge, and I think the government has a lot of difficulty ahead in containing it. But in terms of the nature of leaks, there's no doubt that quite a lot of sensitive information has come out over the last few years, which has been seen to be politically motivated. And there is a distinction between those sorts of leaks and the ones, as you say, that the government doesn't like. And we don't seem to see raids in terms of the politically motivated leaks. They just disappear. The police presumably ask people for their sources, and the journalists say, well, I can't tell you, and that's the end of things. And of course, years ago, that used to be the end of almost all leaks. Not all, but almost all.
So what to do about it? The constitutional law expert George Williams, written in the Oz today, the events of last week, quote, are the culmination of nearly two decades of arming the police and intelligence agencies with formidable powers that can be used against the media. They have simply begun to use them. Is that what we're seeing here, Michelle, as you mentioned, laws that really didn't seem to be put in play now being so?
I think it's a bit complicated because the raids, in fact, were under the Crimes Act, and that was in play for a very long time. Now the secrecy provisions have been replaced by legislation from last year, which didn't cover these particular issues. But in general, I think that what's important here is attitudinal as much as legal. Mm. But obviously, we have seen a battery of laws that impinge on the media, metadata, and other things. And one way through this perhaps would be a Senate inquiry, which would air the concerns, the extent of the law, and what changes may be needed.
And when Parliament resumes, there will be a push for that. We know that. The Centre Alliance is going to lead that. Both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese have expressed a preparedness to at least look at the issue. But the PM's also said he thinks it's too early to revisit the protections for journalists in relation to the laws passed. Simon Birmingham also said, you know, you need to let due process work its way through before you do anything.
Do
you
think? Well, I think Simon Birmingham sounded as though he was working off the general government line at this point, which is a holding position.
So do you think the government's hold to that, or do you think they will? Are they really open to looking at the issue?
My feeling is that they would prefer not to, but that Scott Morrison, who is sensitive to opinion and to where the community, well, not only where the community is, but in this case also where the interests involved, the media companies and so on, are, will just see how the land lies as this debate goes on. I think it's a very fluid situation, and that the Prime Minister will move if he feels he has to, and he won't if he feels he can hold the line and get away with doing nothing.
All right, Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professoral Fellow at the University of Canberra.